You're listening to SBS News.
Floral bouquets presented to a geneticist whose work has given us a new understanding of our links to our ancient ancestors.
Thank you, Johanna. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Colleagues of Svante Paabo celebrating his receipt of one of the world's highest honours, the Nobel Prize. It's an award he says he first thought was a practical joke.
I think I haven't quite digested it yet, actually. I first thought this is probably an elaborate prank done by people in my group. But then it sounded a little bit too serious to me, so I sort of accepted the fact.
The director of the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology in the German city of Leipzig was awarded the prize for his groundbreaking research, comparing the genome of modern humans with that of extinct cousins. Professor Paabo explains his work.
So what we do is to look for the genetic material for DNA from people who have lived here long before us and try to see how they are related to us and how they are related to other forms of humans that were also here, such as Neanderthals. What really drives our work is really curiosity, I would say. It is just as if you do an archaeological excavation to find out about the past, we sort of make excavations in the human genome.
Research that has current practical implications with the COVID-19 pandemic, because the 67-year-old says he and his team have found the greatest risk factor to becoming severely ill or dying from the virus has been handed down from Neanderthals.
So we and others are now intensely studying the Neanderthal version versus the protective modern version to try to understand what the functional difference would be. And if we understood that, we could perhaps also treat COVID better.
Professor Paabo's work was also crucial to the discovery of the Denisovans, a new species of ancient humans recognised after DNA was extracted from a tiny finger bone found in a Siberian cave. Gareth Borum, SBS News.